Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Adam Schefter, ESPN, was on earlier today, and he was asked about Brock Purdy and Mac Jones and Brock Purdy, and he was asked about what's going on with the quarterback situation in San Francisco.
First of all, he's been unbelievable, and I think people were surprised at how well he's played, but the environment has elevated his performance, and there aren't a lot of people who would have thought on Thursday Night Football in front of Big Wit and Fitzy there that Mac Jones would have led that team to the victory that he did. But they've rebuilt him, they've reprogrammed him, and he's playing the way that they thought he would when he left Alabama, and they considered taking him. Like, they initially traded up with the idea that they were going to pick him and fell in love with Trey Lance along the process. Now Mac is back there playing exceptionally well. No, I still think it is absolutely Brock Purdy's job. I don't even think it's a question. Mac Jones did say the right things, because I think that's the real situation right now, where he's going to be in a situation where he's called upon when Brock's not playing, and he'll step in and play the way he did. It was fantastic. And he's got a two-year contract. You know, so he's going to be there for a couple of years, unless all of a sudden he's got value. But Brock Purdy, they just paid, and he's going to be the guy.
Adam Schefter talking about still Brock Purdy's team. I think we all know that. He did mention a word, though. Did you catch it?
No.
Did you catch the word?
Well, tell me which word I'm supposed to catch, Steiny.
I'll stop it after you catch the word.
Okay.
First of all, he's been unbelievable. And I think people were surprised at how well he's played, but the environment has elevated his performance.
The environment.
That's two words.
Environment. Interesting choice of words.
Oh,
no, it is. Because I think what he's talking about is how the team has, and I'm not saying they've discarded Brock Purdy. I'm not saying that at all. But man, it feels like what he's saying is this team loves what they saw out of Mac Jones, especially his toughness. And that win on Thursday, this team believes in him too. It feels like.
Oh, is that what you heard?
That is what I heard.
I heard him referring to, play it again and stop it right where you did.
Personally, he's been unbelievable, and I think people were surprised at how well he's played, but the environment has elevated his performance, and there aren't a lot of people who thought on Thursday Night Football in front of Big Wit. And
okay.
So we've established the environment is two words. The environment is just code word for another two words. Kyle Shanahan. That's who he's talking about. He's not talking about the San Francisco 49ers or Jed York or John Lynch or Jay Tonjes. He's talking about Kyle Shanahan. That's the environment that he's referring to, which I think is fair. He's never played quarterback for someone like Kyle Shanahan before. He's never had that sort of structure. And to Schefter's point, he's never had the environment.
Well, I feel like what he meant by the environment is that the way Mac Jones has gone about his business has created an environment around him that has his teammates believing that they can win with him. And listen, I'm the first guy who'd love to come in here and say, that's stupid, that's BS. But you can't deny, right? Did you hear the way the Niners were talking about Mac Jones? And again, this is not, oh, they want him to be their starter. It just feels like they're digging him right now, and what he did Thursday was very impressive to some of those guys on that team, and I think they're happy moving forward with either guy right now.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think they have to be, right? You haven't lost with the backup. But if there was a choice, like seriously, so if there was a choice among the 53 guys on that roster, you took a vote of which quarterback they would rather have play for them, not just on Sunday, but like you're talking about the start, who they'd rather be the starting quarterback. I think you would get, now, I think you would, you might get some that would say Mac Jones, but the majority, if not all, would say Brock Purdy.
And I believe you, but the question I would ask is, Mac Jones or Brock Purdy this year and what they've shown through two games. Like Purdy hasn't
But you
had,
can't discount what Brock Purdy's already done.
No, but what I'm saying is here's how I would, what I was talking about. If the team knows that Brock Purdy's not 100%, they'll feel fine with Mac Jones. I'm not saying that if Brock Purdy were 100%, they'd be like, no, let's go with Mac Jones. I just feel like they're fine with either one right now. And I think to a man in that locker room, they would say, don't bring Brock back until he's absolutely positively ready. We'll be fine with Mac Jones.
But I also think that they would tell you, especially the veterans, the guys that have played in NFC Championship games and the one Super Bowl with him, I think those guys would also tell you that this season and how far we go is dependent on Brock Purdy. That's why they would say keep him to the side and get him healthy, because they know that when he is 100%, he gives them a better shot to go further, to actually make something of this season, in my opinion, than Mac Jones. Like, Mac Jones is a good backup quarterback. He's the best one in the league right now. But he's a backup for a reason. And I think at some point, the other shoe is going to drop on Mac Jones. And who knows? It could be this weekend against Tampa Bay. But if you're one of those people that's like, well, Mac Jones should be the starter, Mac Jones has shown more, that's fine. I'm just letting you know that at some point the shoe is going to drop, the other shoe, on Mac Jones. And you're going to realize that Brock Purdy is the better quarterback.
I believe that probably is what's going to happen at some point. I am not saying Mac Jones should take over the starting job for the San Francisco 49ers. I'm just, the only thing I'm saying is, like, I'm more worried about this turf toe for Purdy than any of his previous injuries. And so you got to wait to get him out there when he's healthy. And then ideally, when he comes back healthy, Mac Jones is still alive and upright, because I got to have somebody in waiting in the wings for Purdy kind of this year. That's all I'm saying. And so how do you keep him healthy if you have to play him? I don't have the answer to that question. Just that if he does get hurt, then it's all Purdy all the time, and like, we don't have a backup for that toe. Damien is in a dump truck. Damon, rather, is in a dump truck. Hey, Damon, how you doing?
What's up, guys?
Hey.
I just wanted to say, man, I feel like there's a lot that's not being said about the whole situation. And the big thing is, we wouldn't even really be having this conversation or debate or, you know, Mac or Purdy if Purdy didn't have a terrible year last year. He stunk last year. I mean, last year he was bad. He had his moments, but he wasn't prime Purdy. And we really don't know if we're going to get prime Purdy back. We don't know if the league has adjusted to him and knows his habits, and now he's kind of in a box where it's harder for him to be prime Purdy that he was. Prime Purdy was great. But honestly, this first game of the season this year looked more like a continuation of Purdy from last year than prime Purdy from 23 and 22. So that's a big thing. And last year we said, oh, it was because he didn't have all of the players. He didn't have the cast, so that's why he did bad. And then this year it's, oh, well, he was injured. But, you know, Jones came in there. Yes, it's only a short sample, but Jones came in there and made it work with the smaller cast. The balls aren't floating in the air. Purdy kind of regressed and looked like Jimmy at his worst. And it's been a year of that, and the beginning of this year looked like more of that. So I think that's why you have this whole discussion and debate is of whether, you know, Purdy versus Mac. If it was prime Purdy, there would be no conversation. But honestly, we don't know if we're getting Purdy back. And I think everybody is just assuming that when he gets healthy, he's going to be playing like 22, 23 Purdy. That's not a guarantee. What if 100% healthy Purdy gets in there and doesn't look better than 90% Mac? You know what I mean? 95% Mac. So, I mean, what do we say about that?
I think that, and I'll just throw that out, Damon, because it feels like what you're saying is you like Brock Purdy 2 years ago. He didn't have a great year last year. He's off to a slow start this year, and he's banged up. I mean, what I hear from Damon is maybe we got to be careful that not that Brock Purdy's not the franchise quarterback, but what if he can't return to the form of 2 or 3 years ago? Then what do you do? I mean, obviously, like, I don't want to put this. I'm not frantic about Brock Purdy, but I have a little concern. I do have a little bit of concern because I didn't think he was great last year. I thought he was okay. And now if he's hurt this year and it's going to compromise his situation, like, I think it's okay to be worried about Brock Purdy. I do.
I mean, I'm more worried about his health than anything else. Like, I think when he's upright, he's a good quarterback, but he's smaller. He's dealt with sort of nicks and bruises. But look, he's also been good when he has played hurt. I mean, can't forget his first season in Seattle. He played with a broken rib cage and beat Seattle in a short week to win the division. Like, I think this injury has really hampered him, and that's why I'm cautious about it. But to say, like, okay, so Purdy regressed. Yeah, last year without Brandon Ayuk, without Ricky Pearsall for most of the year, without CMC for most of the year, with Trent Williams missing games, with a defense that absolutely stunk, with a coordinator that you now fired that you didn't know what he was doing, with the worst special teams literally in the NFL. Yeah, Brock Purdy looked pretty bad when the rest of the Niners also looked like absolute garbage. Like, Brock Purdy did not have a good season, but let's not make it out to be like the Niners of last year went 6-11 solely because of Brock Purdy.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, and the home of the Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app and coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Let's go to Devin. He's in an Uber. What's up, Devin? How you doing, man?
Yo.
Hey, gentlemen. How's it going, man? How you guys doing?
It's going well, man. Thank you.
I do want to say, what's the word, E-man? And shout out, Goo. I hope Goo good. But the last caller kind of took a little bit of what I was going to say. You know, I just wanted to bring this up. It looks like to E's point, right?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Every idea starts with a problem. Warby Parker's was simple. Glasses are too expensive. So they set out to change that. By designing glasses in-house and selling directly to customers, they're able to offer prescription eyewear that's expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Warby Parker glasses are made from premium materials like impact-resistant polycarbonate and custom acetate, and they start at just $95, including prescription lenses. Get glasses made from the good stuff. Stop by a Warby Parker store near you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Last year, Purdy didn't have this, right? Which is what everybody was saying nationally. Everybody was saying Purdy thrives when he has the gold and the diamonds, right? But we wanted to see how he would look without that, right? And so we saw what that was last year. And he was a solid quarterback. He's not elite. He's not even super great, but he's solid. He's not trash. Very much the same situation. If anything, he has experience not having Ayuk, right? Not having Debo, the production that he had a couple years ago. Christian McCaffrey not being what he was a few years back. You see what I'm saying? Injuries to the line, like injuries to the defense. This shouldn't be something new, right? And so what I'm saying is that there's enough film out there where Purdy isn't the guy that can do more with less. But Mac is putting together something, you know, a little bit of footage that he can do more with less. And so I'm wondering, well, hell, if Mac can do more with less, what can he do with more?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
I do.
And if you can get him at a cheaper clip, now you're looking at it and you're saying, and I'm not saying they're going to trade Purdy. I don't want to push that, you know. But when I'm looking at this and I say, well, if you can get Mac at a cheaper cost and the same production, because in my eyes, Mac and Purdy are the same tier. They're different quarterbacks at the same level. And, you know, if you can save money, now when Bosa's out, you can afford to go after, you know, and spend, you know, more of your purse. Now when this guy's out, you can help the team more. I'm looking at it like Purdy had his time and he's good, and he very well may still be QB1. But I think moving forward, with especially with this injury to conclude it, I think Mac got to be a QB1. I'm tired of it being who's week to week. I think Mac should just be the guy, rest Purdy up, because worst case scenario, Brock Purdy, who has starter experience, could be the backup if Mac gets hurt. And that's a lovely situation for Niners fans. So how do you guys feel about that?
I did think to myself, and thanks for the call, Devin, you know, why's Mac Jones been able to do what he's done without Kittle, Jennings, and Pearsall for the most part? I mean, he has. Like, he's won without his first-string receivers, essentially, right, in a few of those games. Like,
Well, I would also argue he's got a built-in chemistry with Kendrick Bourne.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Were you holding that against him?
No, yeah. No. So when Jennings and Pearsall comes back, is Kendrick Bourne still going to be the one?
Oh, he may be. With Mac Jones, because Mac knows how to utilize
him. You know what? It sounds like to me a lot of 49ers fans want this. Let's just run the backups out there every single game because they're better than the starters. How come we're doing this then? If Mac Jones is better as good as Brock Purdy, how come Kendrick Bourne's not as good as Ricky Pearsall? Why aren't we doing that? Why isn't Kendrick Bourne the number one receiver when Ricky Pearsall and Juwan Jennings are healthy? Hurt. When they're healthy, why is Kendrick Bourne not the number one wide receiver?
Because Pearsall's better.
Oh, wait, but that doesn't apply to the quarterback.
Well, maybe they think Kyle's making a mistake at quarterback.
When
possibly.
Well, I mean, he can't come back this season because he's out. But you know, they got some pressure. Why not just? I mean, next season, like, why do you need Nick Bosa? His backup's better than him. They still won without him. You know what I'm saying? Sam Okawano is still giving you great production at the DN position. You won the game, short week, tough opponent. We should just make Sam Okawano the starting defensive end next season when Nick Bosa's healthy. I'm just saying. Like, if these guys are just as good as their replacements, why don't they start when they're healthy?
Because Kyle Shanahan...
He doesn't know talent.
Makes the depth chart.
Kyle Shanahan doesn't know what he's doing is what it sounds like a lot of people are saying. And I'd like to give Kyle the benefit of the doubt that he does.
All right, so you don't like Mac Jones? It's fine.
I think Mac Jones should start this Sunday. I think he should start until he loses a game to allow Brock Purdy to heal.
Oh, so now Brock Purdy's injury timetable is on Mac Jones' success, lack of success meter.
I mean, why rush him back if you're winning games?
I just don't know the difference between rushing a guy back and playing him when he's finally ready. I don't know what that timetable is, but I'll tell you right now, if Mac Jones wins Sunday, you just keep giving him more and more rest?
Yeah, why not? I mean, that's what everyone wants anyways. By the way, Brock Purdy, week one in Seattle.
Yes.
Did he not do more with less than last?
One more time.
Did he not do more with less against Seattle?
Who?
Brock Purdy.
Got lucky late. Oh, boy.
Mac Jones didn't get lucky against the Cardinals. They won by a point.
Yeah, but he orchestrated.
But they won the game. I'm just saying. He didn't get lucky when Kyron Williams fumbled at the goal line. He didn't get lucky that the Rams missed a field goal, had an extra point blocked. We don't do that with Mac Jones, but we do it with Brock Purdy.
Purdy got lucky. All Mac does is win. That's why.
Yeah, and all Brock Purdy did is win until last season, but we were still doing the same thing.
Oh, that's right. So maybe we give Mac Jones a whole season to fail like Purdy did last year.
Sure. And, you know what? In fact, let's make him the starting quarterback the rest of the year. Just skip Brock Purdy and his $50 million of the future a year off. Just give him a year off and let's see what happens.
It is a little bit interesting.
It feels very Jimmy Garoppolo-ish what we're doing with Mac Jones right now. That's all I'm saying.
I think one of the reasons we are doing it is because Brock's hurt.
Yeah.
And listen, if Mac Jones had lost that game to the Rams, you know, 27-17, which you could say they could have, we'd want Purdy on Sunday, I would imagine.
If what?
If the 49ers had lost to the Rams, you know, 27-17.
No, I think people would still be calling for Mac Jones.
Really?
Yeah. Well, they weren't supposed to be in that game, to be fair. I mean, they were, what, 8.5-point dogs?
Yeah, you're going to hate this. Adding to that, Mac Jones elevates his teammates. Brock needs his teammates to elevate him. I mean,
is that how you feel, Steiny?
How do I feel? You know, I'm wondering, not that Brock Purdy's regressed or any of that.
I think he's the same.
Well, and I'm wondering if, how about this is another, maybe he's hit his limit. This is who he is.
What is he?
The quarterback he's been for the last two years plus.
A guy that's been to two NFC championship games and a Super Bowl?
Well, when do we put the more recent past and make that more important than the past? In other words, why is last year less important than the previous year? It was more recent.
People are having buyer's remorse. That's okay. What's going on right now with Brock Purdy.
Do you think that's the case? Should I throw it out?
100%. That's what people are. That's what we've heard.
Let me just do this. Hey, Ken, if you're a Niners fan, would you be having buyer's remorse on, or at least doubts?
Hey, Sonny, how about we start with you? If you were in that position,
I'm
would
concerned.
You have
concerned? I'm a little concerned with Brock Purdy. Yes, I'll admit it. I am. Now, is it buyer's remorse? That would mean, Steiny, would you not do it if you had it to do over again? And I'll just say it. Yeah, probably. I wouldn't.
You wouldn't have paid him?
Probably not. If I would, like, I may have Mac Jones as our starter for the next 2 years at $8 million. Like, that's all I'm saying.
Wow.
I mean, who's a better value? Brock at... Well, Brock's still under his old. We'll get more into it on the other side. But you think are we having buyer's remorse about, that's the way to put it, about Brock Purdy? I'm not having remorse. I'm having I'm just a little worried. Yeah, I'm worried. It's okay to be worried about a quarterback.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you know
Browns
why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.